January brings us the New Year's Honours List, and here are the people who have been singled out in this region.
Nationally, seven-time Formula One world title winner Lewis Hamilton has been given a knighthood in the list, which was announced last night, as well as veteran footballers Jimmy Greaves and Ron Flowers, who were made members of the Order of the British Empire, MBE. There was a damehood for actress Sheila Hancock, and Kim Ledbetter, sister of murdered MP Joe Cox, was made an MBE. A volunteer who has dedicated more than 50 years to helping saving lives at sea has been made an MBE for services to the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, RNLI. Philip Eaglen joined Wells Lifeboat Station in North Norfolk in July 1967 after being persuaded to join by his then boss. In the following decades, Mr. Eaglen has taken part dozens of shouts, played a number of roles at Wells Lifeboat Station, including as a crew member on the offshore lifeboat and emergency mechanic. He has also inspired younger generations of his own family to become lifeboat crew members, with his son Darren and granddaughter Angel both volunteering with Wells Lifeboat. David Thompson, 68 and from Cossey, has been made an MBE for his services to architecture and to the community in Norfolk. He is most notably known by many for his involvement in the Clyde Visitor Centre project in North Norfolk, and has also made an exceptional commitment to other ventures in the region.
A dedicated senior nurse who worked tirelessly throughout the coronavirus outbreak has been made an MBE. Deputy Director of Nursing Jackie Copping has worked at the James Paget University Hospital in Galston since she was 18, when she began her career as an enrolled nurse before becoming a registered nurse in 1987. The 54-year-old from Beccles has progressed through multiple roles throughout the organisation and has now been honoured for her service to the profession, particularly during the coronavirus pandemic. She is joined on the list by Professor Christian Bowles, consultant haematologist and associate medical director of research and innovation at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, who was also made an MBE.
The founder of a charity which supports the children of fallen service personnel has been awarded a British Empire Medal, BEM. Nikki Scott set up Scotty's Little Soldiers after her husband, Corporal Lee Scott, was killed by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan in 2009. Corporal Scott, 26, who was serving in the 2nd Royal Tank Regiment, was due to return home just weeks after the explosion tore through his armoured vehicle. After seeing how his death affected his two young children, Kai, then aged 5, and 7-month-old Brooke, she realised more needed to be done for the children and families left behind. 10 years after its launch, King's Lynn-based Scotties now provides a lifeline for more than 400 children who have lost a parent. It provides Christmas and birthday presents and supports families with breaks at one of its 7 holiday lodges, while older children are given grants to help with the cost of going to college or driving lessons. Miss Scott, 39, said she was surprised when she opened the envelope and learned she had been honoured. "It's a strange one. It's good to be recognised, but I very much feel that Scotties is run by a really strong team, and we have some really great supporters, so it's a team effort." Elsewhere, thrilled to be recognised was Melanie Elliott, who was made an Officer of the Order of the British Empire, OBE, for her services to victims of domestic violence. The 57-year-old retired police officer works for Safe Lives, a national charity which supports victims and delivers specialist training to professionals working on the front line. Mrs. Elliott, who lives in Great Ellingham, is responsible for creating Domestic Abuse Matters, a programme aimed at giving police the tools required to provide the best possible service for abuse victims. It has thus far been delivered in 24 police forces across the UK.
Elizabeth Armstrong was given a British Empire Medal for her services to archaeology and to the community in Norwich. Elsewhere, Peter Ansell was given a British Empire Medal for spending the last decade caring for grey seals along Norfolk's east coast. Mr. Ansell, 86, who lives in Rawsby, was one of the founding members of the group Friends of Horsey Seals, which this spring will be celebrating its 10th anniversary. He now acts as the charity's chairman. Reflecting on his medal awarded to individuals for meritorious civil or military service, Mr. Ansell said, "I'm just a man who likes seals and a spokesperson for the group. The real honour should go out to the wardens and the work they do. I'm accepting this on their behalf."
Meanwhile, community champion Pearl Branning, 81, has been involved with the St. Lawrence and St. Peter Church in Eriswell and has been a member of the parish council for nearly 50 years. Her work over the years has benefited the village as a whole, including her road safety work and taking a leading role on Eriswell's charitable committee. For her efforts over several decades, Mrs. Branning has been awarded a BEM. She said, "I was overcome when I found out. I couldn't believe it. I've always enjoyed doing these things."